Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Because you guys know me, I believe it at the most basic level, trauma, addiction, sadness, depression is caused by separation from source. I use the word God. You heal that wound, everything else can fall into line. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome aboard the Max Afterburner podcast, sponsored, powered, brought to you by the No Fallen Heroes Universe. Been a minute, man. My apologies. It's been about a month. So we got a big debrief to cover. I have so much to cover. Good, bad, but the bad's never bad at all. Ends up better than you could have planned or prayed or expected. It's just, I'm full of gratitude for this mission, for being here today, for getting a chance to reconnect and debrief with you. Driving to the studio, more death, destruction with Iran. Last time we talked, geez, I think the headline was Operation Epic Fury, why proportional warfare is for losers. And here we are, over a month later, and we're still in it. And it's going to get worse. So we have a lot to talk about. Just a quick update, man. I am, a week and a half away from our beautiful daughter, Keely Grace, Susie and Keely jumping in the car, and they want to do a girls' road trip up, and I'll fly up a couple days later to help her move into Ole Miss. Man, I just can't. Just don't blink, folks. Cherish every day. I'm going to miss my princess. We're just, and Susie and I are going to be empty nesters, but I just never thought I'd become my parents, right? And experience what they went through, and well, obviously the horror that they went through losing their daughter, my sister Monica, when she was a freshman at Villanova. But the empty nester part of it, Susie and I, be able to reconnect with us, since we've just been, you get so focused on the kids and making sure they're healthy and happy and doing well. So looking forward to that, but also looking forward to SEC football, man. Now, Jack, when he showed up, and I'm taking Jack back to Colorado, so we're kind of splitting our fleets and to Boulder and Oxford, and it's going to be awesome. So middle of August is going to be really busy for us, but I can't wait, man. We're going to the Georgia game. We're going to Parents Weekend. And then the Georgia game, and then we're going out for Jack too. But when Jack showed up 4 years ago, it was Coach Prime, his first year, and actually a good year, man. Is that the year they went to a 9-3 or whatever? Or second year was the Heisman, and it was kind of a bottle rocket, boom. So maybe we're going to bookend it. They're supposed to be good this year. So maybe Jack's first and last year as a Buff will be awesome. So I can't wait to go out to Boulder and watch some football. And then, but obviously, the biggest game I think of the year in college football is Ole Miss LSU with Lane Kiffin. I'll leave that alone. So anyway, so that's coming up. So I just want to give you that heads up in case I'm not back in here in a little bit. But let's do a quick debrief from the past month. It was great. We went up to the Jersey Shore for the first time in, I think it was over a decade. I mean, the kids were little, and the beach, the boardwalk, cheesesteaks, Avalon Freeze, ice cream. It was awesome to see my mom. I haven't seen my mom in a while. She had just had aortic valve replacement surgery. So she's an Irish battle axe, man. First time, Keely got to go to the cemetery, driving from Philadelphia Airport down to the Jersey Shore. We stopped to see my dad and my sister, and It is what it is. Still tough, you know, obviously, even to this day. But Keeley had never, Jack had been there, obviously, when he was one. So obviously he didn't remember that. But, you know, kind of an emotional time. And then had just a great time with the family. Matthew drove up from his deployment at Dover Air Force Base. We're going to talk about that, man, because we have to, and the mission he's doing. And he brought his girlfriend, Michaela. So it was just a great time. My brother, John, and my sister, Marilyn, and just awesome family. It was good stuff. And then out to Aspen, did the flyby for the 4th of July parade, downtown Aspen, ripping downtown. Love flying out there. Love the mountains. Love the people. It's like a Norman Rockwell painting on 4th of July. Just great. Great people. Beautiful time out in Aspen. And in the background of all of that, folks, has been the mission. You know, some on the trading side of the house, even though this is Max Afterburner, No Fallen Heroes, but we have to talk about it. ATAI, A-T-A-I, one of the psychedelic, publicly traded psychedelic companies, got bought by Eli Lilly. Now, I'm bipolar and so am I. I'm thrilled and I'm furious. Why can you be both? Let's talk through it. First of all, it legitimizes everything we're doing. Now, a year and a half ago-ish or something like that, Gilgamesh, another psychedelic company, had a product. I forget the name of the, it's not a drug. Call these medicines because they actually work and they heal. But I forget the name of the medicine, but Gilgamesh, AbbVie, another big pharma company, came in and won close to $2 billion. I forget what it was, bought whatever that medicine line was, not the company, that product. I'm like, whoa. So that was good. Didn't make as much waves as a week and a half ago. Eli Lilly is buying ATAI for $2.8 billion, and then they have different gates, something like that, to get it up to three, whatever, just under four. So a couple things. That's great news because I didn't need the validation. I've lived the validation. These compounds saved and changed my life. You guys know my story. I don't need to preach it. You are the choir, and I'm not preaching to you. So people waking up, right? Obviously, April, what was it, 17th, 18th, whatever, the morning, standing in the Oval Office with the president and Marcus and RFK and, you know, Dr. Oz and Joe Rogan and everybody. It, you know, what's his name? Brian Hubbard standing behind the president saying, Mr. President, you know, the war on psychedelics is over. Thank you. So, yeah. So we're moving. We are ripping in the space now. And if you're a first-time caller, a long-time listener, this has been – I've been in this fight for over 5 years, right? So it's violently moving now. So the acquisition of ATAI by Eli Lilly is great. Well, why'd you say it's awful? Because it's fucking awful. First of all, they got lowballed. What's his name? Christian Angermeyer. He got dudes in like peptides now or crypto and one of the big initial, one of the largest shareholders of ATAI and, you know, an initial flag carrier and we'll never sell. And, you know, we don't want Big Pharma to ever get these compounds. Boom, sold. And they got lowballed. I just looked at the whatever disclosure statement, posted it in Top Gun Options thread. They got lowballed. They absolutely got lowballed. So I've told you for years that I'm going to be torn when this day happened. I told you this day would happen. I didn't say if, I said when. Because what? It sucks. It's Big Pharma. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Pharma wants what? They want customers. They don't want healed. They want customers. So I've told you for years that, you know, I'm concerned that, you know, somebody takes Ibogaine, changes a molecule and calls it Ibogaine-er, and, you know, it's 50 grand and whatever. We're not getting there. We're here. right? The 5-MeO-DMT intranasal, you know, a tie thing that Eli Lilly likes. God, and always remember this. Always remember this. God put these compounds on this planet for us to heal for free. One of the things that happened since the last time we talked, Sacred Warrior Fellowship on the other side of the Chinese wall, right? No Fallen Heroes, secular, our own nonprofit, Sacred Warrior Fellowship, 508C1A on the religious, spiritual side of the wall. We had our first year anniversary, man. I think we did 7, 8 retreats. We've helped civilians and obviously veterans, first responders, and family members. Because you guys know me, I believe it at the most basic level, trauma, addiction, sadness, depression is caused by separation from source. I use the word God. You heal that wound, everything else can fall into line. So happy anniversary on the other side of the wall to Sacred Warrior Fellowship. We got a retreat the end of August, last weekend in August. If you're interested, you can reach out, sacredwarriorfellowship.com. So rant and celebration on that complete. Back to the God put these compounds on this planet for us to heal for free. So that's why I'm happy. Yay. You know, people make money in the stock and here comes big pharma. That means Delfinium, the other stock we trade, DFTX, Delta Foxtrot Tango X-ray, and HELP, H-E-L-P, Hotel Echo Lima Papa. Helus is the name of that stock. So we're grown up. Years ago, what did I call these? Lotto tickets. Hey, man, you'd go buy some Atai call options. They're lotto tickets. Drinking money calls. Don't drink anymore, but I'd call them drinking money calls, meaning whatever you'd spend on a round of drinks this coming weekend, go throw it at Atai. So I'm done with that language because, and I said this 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, we're done. They're not, this ain't lotto ticket anymore. This is legit. It is. Kind of bad news for Delfinium and Compass and Helus, but maybe not. Why would it be bad news? We're going to get lowball too. Don't take Comp 360 and all the other, you know, medicines you all are making and go to market. Become your own pharma. And that makes my skin crawl. I can't stand it. So now you're feeling my internal debate about yay and boo. As Gordon Gekko, as Jordan Belfort or whatever, as a Wall Street, you know, wearing my $10,000 Armani suit. Yeah, good, greed, great. But I can't even pretend to be that. I never was that, but I can't even pretend to be that after healing with these compounds because I'm on this side of it like, wow, this is great. But I've always been torn. I remember years ago, 2022? 2021, I forget when this was, the Benzinga Psychedelic Capital Conference in Miami. I went and spoke. I left that place so fired up, man. I went to my TGO members. I'm like, I can't, this is the way. What happened? I think God saw me leave that event. And like from January of 2022 to October, what happened? Joe Biden bear market. The S&P 500 went down 25% in 10 months. Ladies and gentlemen, what happened to these psychedelic biotech stocks? They got wiped. Everything got wiped, but that got super wiped because everybody's like, well, I'm not. Those are lotto ticket names. I'm out. So I've been through the ups and downs in this sector. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to move on. We have a lot more to talk about. Take a look at these names. But I also bring up that Benzinga conference because one of our folks at the time, I remember saying, this is great. You know, more people getting access to healing like this, the world's going to be a better place. And she was a little bit more on the spiritual side, like, you know, taking the psychedelic out of psychedelic and blah, 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 and the shamans and the medicine people. So there has to be a middle ground, right? If this if Iboga, if Ibogaine, if mother Sabina or Maria Sabina from, you know, Mexico and psilocybin, if this wasn't supposed to happen, it wouldn't happen. But these compounds are spreading at the exact same time. You know, the rise of all of this stuff is happening at the same time that the world's imploding. War in the Middle East, war in Europe, war coming in Asia, China, Taiwan. And here we come with the rise of this stuff. Maybe those two lines are going to meet and we can find some peace. So I get it. If you can only fit in, well, I got yoga at 9 and I got to pick up the kids at 1 in car line, what do you got for me? I get it. There's people are against the Starbucks-ization or the McDonald's-ization of this healing. And I'm right in the middle, man. I rarely am not very passionate about one way or other. But, man, if that's all you got, Wiz, 14-hour ass-kicking in Mexico on your back and then a day and a half later you flipped, that ain't me. But I'd still like to – I need some help. So I got to meet those people in the middle, right? Yeah, who am I to judge? So I'm good, but I'm bad because there is something about a journey. There is something about dedicating at least, like in Sacred Warrior Fellowship, a weekend, getting your intentions together, getting on a couple calls with Susie and working through your intentions and your questions. Talking about your traumas and your issues and then ceremony and all the things we do around ceremony to get grounded and to set that safe container. And then integration, 5% is the sacrament, 95% is what you do with it. Calls and texts, I've like 9 or 10 threads, at least from Sacred Warrior Fellowship of retreats and people checking in with each other and you good and hey, I'll call you and there's something to be said for that. But I get the, man, yoga and Caroline and, you know, can I do a 2-hour? Because I think the one medicine, it's like 100-minute. I had to do the math. I'm like, what is that, hour and a half? You know, the duration is this. And they're really trying to buffet it, man, or Starbucks it. Like, hey, it's a little less time than the LSD thing over here, which was more of a 4-hour thing. We're down to 100 minutes. And this is where I get gross because now we are doing the economics of it. Like, well, we can – it's churn. We can crank more people through the clinic and this is where I get gross. This is where I start getting a little antsy. Like, well, that – you know, the nasal 5-MeO-DMT is only a – 100-minute thing, and then over here, yours is longer, and you're going to need more people in the clinic, and maybe 2 shifts, and the electricity costs, and the lease, and before I move on, let's be clear one more time: God put these compounds on this planet for us to heal for free. Psilocybin, Iboga, 5-MeO-DMT, ayahuasca. Mescaline, to San Pedro, you fill in the blank, man. These are here and accessible for free. But be very careful doing them kind of, oh, yeah. I didn't say go do them. I said they are available. But intentional use, us, me personally, as a religious, vehicle. And I really don't even need it, right? Ego, edge God out. Man, the more this work I do, the less that I need. You are the guru. There is no guru other than God. You are the guru. Stop chasing people in spiritual robes and mala beads, thinking that they're above. Ain't nobody above you. Ain't nobody below you. The Pope ain't above me, and he ain't below me. We are all one. I'll walk alongside of you, man, and I can share my lessons learned. But the only person that can heal you is you and God, right? Ask and you shall receive. Knock, it'll be open. So that's where I am with the market and psychedelics. And I mean, I produced at our tactical trade alert service at Top Gun Options, a weekly psychedelic report on the names I'm targeting and the trade. So that report is exploding almost every day. I have new stuff I can add to next week's report. I'm like, whoa. Hey, if you want a copy of that, head to go.topgunoptions.com/TTA. That stands for Tactical Trade Alert. I update it. I usually take my Sunday to get ready for the week and update all the positions in the psychedelic report and also all the news. But that report is – I'm losing track of everything that's going on. Hell, a couple of weeks ago, the former chief medical officer from USANA, a psychedelic company, is at the FDA now as a heavy. The Commissioner's Priority National Voucher – giving out to three companies. The Ibogaine research is ripping. There's not enough time in this podcast to bring you up to speed. So that's why you should go get access to that psychedelic report at Top Gun Options. go.topgunoptions.com/TTA, Tactical Trade Alert. Okay. Iran war. Headline yesterday that I posted, man, it's heavy. It's sad. Death, destruction, war, never, and almost never the answer. And it's always, let me just read this headline. Shrapnel, broken bones, and head trauma. New records show how U.S. troops were wounded in Iran war. I forgot my glasses, but you know, and this report ends around April and we're at the end of July. At least 17 life-threatening casualties, traumatic brain injuries, more than 400 casualties were recorded. Many of those already returned back to duty. I get it, but man, I want to talk to you about my boy, Matthew, my oldest son, Matthew. Wants to fly fighters like his old man since a young age. You know, he'd come into the squadron in his little flight suit and holding the jets in the ready room on the models on the sticks we'd use in debriefs or briefs and run around the ready room. And just, he's the apple of my eye, man. Graduated from Norwich Military College in Vermont with honors. I mean, a cadet officer, just a great guy, and enlisted in the Air Guard because I said, man, don't tell the Air Force guys, but if I had to do over again, you know, flying off carriers was great and everything like that, but for quality of life, go in the Guard, man. Go in the Guard, fly fighters, and go be an airline pilot. It's the lotto ticket. So he joined the Florida Air National Guard up in Jacksonville. And, you know, while he's studying for his officer test and getting, you know, focusing on getting his private pilot's license, there was a deployment opportunity that came up, a 6-7 month deployment. And he said, Mom, Dad, I want to do this. I want to go on active duty and serve my country. And, you know, when we found out what it would be, obviously Susie and I were a little concerned. If you're not familiar, Dover Air Force Base should ring a bell, right? Last week, what did we watch? The dignified transfer with the president, the vice, or the president, secretary of war, and my bro, Dan Kane, General Raisin Kane, the chairman, joint chiefs of staff. That's what my son does. Matthew is assigned to the AFMAO, Air Force Mortuary Affairs Operations. When last time Susie, Keely, and I were at Ole Miss, Matthew was selected by the command to go out to Edwards Air Force Base. A B-50, do you remember the B-52 crash? Absolute horror, man. Right after takeoff, 8 guys, none of them got a chance to eject, dead. Our boy went out there and was literally part of the recovery operations and, you know, bodies, folks, burnt, many beyond recognition. So, you know, when my son, let me just read the post, because I took a while to do this, and it's better than anything I'm going to mumble through right now. Because it just, our son Matthew always wanted to serve his country. He wanted to fly. He joined the Florida Air National Guard and volunteered for an active duty deployment. Susie and I prayed for a boring tour. God had other plans. He was assigned to Dover Air Force Base, Air Force Mortuary Affairs Operations. Not what we prayed for, not what we pictured when he signed up. Since then, he's been part of some of the hardest missions our military has faced this year. Active duty suicides. The KC-135 midair over Iraq. The B-52 crash at Edwards. And most recently, the loss of four Army service members in combat. He flew out to Edwards to help recover the lost air crew. Last week, he drove the second van at the dignified transfer. The president, the secretary of war, and my brother, General Raisin Kane, all present to receive them home. He told us how hard it was to see the families. He cried. Susie and I won't pretend we were happy when we found out where he was headed, but we know now this is exactly where he's supposed to be. Matthew hasn't given up on flying. He's planning to take his officer test, flying with the Aero Club, and working towards his pilot's license, but those pursuits are on hold, not gone. But right now, the mission comes first. And I believe this deployment is quietly preparing him for the work he's already begun with No Fallen Heroes Foundation, sitting with families in their worst moments of their lives, long after his tour ends, helping to heal our heroes at home. I want to speak to you, Air Force Mortuary Affairs Operations, directly. What this unit does is sacred, and it rarely gets the recognition it deserves. They make sure our fallen heroes come home dignified and presentable to the people who love them most. There is no harder, more solemn duty in uniform. We could not be more proud of our son and the men and women he serves alongside. Please keep AFMAO in your thoughts and prayers and the families of the fallen, and pray for peace. So when I was Matthew's age, I was flying Hornets on the Abraham Lincoln over Iraq. The Abraham Lincoln is over there flying combat missions as I speak to you right now. My boy, 26, Dover Air Force Base and doing this work. I trust God's plan. He's exactly where he needs to be. But man, what a tough job seeing these heroes. He texted us. They filmed the dignified transfer. It wasn't carried live. Now you know why, or I'm going to explain why. And they also had no volume, did they? You just saw the president and everybody saluting and the caskets into the vans. And Matthew texted us, are you hearing this? Do you see this? We're like, no, it's not on right now. And later he told us, he's like, the families, the screaming, the wailing. One of the mothers ran after his van and they had to, you know, get her and try and comfort her. Not what you want for your son, but I put myself in those parents' shoes. My God, what an absolute horror. Two young ladies, two young men from all different parts of the country and socioeconomic backgrounds and faiths and colors and creeds, and nobody cares because we all bleed red. Four incredible Americans, three killed in Jordan, one killed in Iraq trying to defuse an Iranian drone. Ladies and gentlemen, and you know, reports over the past couple days, president's furious. He dropped the F-bomb and, you know, here we go. Whew. And one of the headlines, this one really infuriates me because I know it's just simply not true, but it's NBC. What do you expect? Trump exasperated on Iran as top officials can't agree on strategy, sources say. I know that's fake news. I know General Kane, he and I have worked together. He had a strategy. He has contingencies and exit plans. He thought through everything. I've worked with him doing this type of stuff. So that headline's wrong. What's most likely happening is the strategy that was developed and the contingency plans that were mapped out are not being adhered to. Does that make a little bit more sense to you? I'm not going to speak for the president, clearly, but it might have been a little bit Vladimir Putin. We're going to punch him in the face, Kyiv and Ukraine, and we'll be, you know, there'll be a parade in downtown Kyiv in 2-3 days, max 5 years later. Ukraine's taking it to them. Drone strikes in the nation's capital, Russia, taking out Amazon. What are they called? Wildberries. That's the name of the Amazon, like, you know, the Amazon of Russia is called Wildberries. They're blowing up these fulfillment centers. Russia is taking it to them 5 years later. Hair, teeth, and eyeballs. So did, and you, we kind of heard this at the beginning of Epic Fury, didn't we? The goal isn't regime change. It would be nice, but it's not, that's not the goal. But hey, if it happens, it happens. Of course it was at some level. We're going to punch these guys. We went into Venezuela. Maduro was on a plane and in a courtroom like the same day. You get a little cocky. Never underestimate your enemy, ever. So, and at the beginning, I can't believe he threw these words out here, and I knew he'd live to regret them. Unconditional surrender. That's it. That's no negotiation. And here we are. They're blowing up. They're attacking Jordan. Hell, there was a drone or something that hit one of our ships in Egypt. Like, hey, we'll take out the Suez Canal too. Man, just like I do in my live trade briefs at Top Gun Options, I do SOT, strategic, operational, tactical. 10-15 minute strategic brief, high level. Then operational, what's going on in the States. Then tactical, we trade. So folks, at a strategic level, this is bad. There's also been a lot of reports that we're out of WEPs. But you know, it's interesting. We were running low 2-3 years ago. I remember, I forget who it was, whatever Navy Admiral under Biden, when we were sending everything we had to Ukraine, was like, we gotta probably need to throttle back a little bit on the WEPs. We're running low. We were running fucking low under Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, so the same people frothing at the mouth now that, oh, we're running out of weapons, Trump, or the Ukraine froth at the mouth. We need to give everything to Ukraine. But now somehow, since we're running low on weapons, it's Trump's fault. I can't stand these people. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. So Ukraine, not a NATO member, Eastern Europe, Russia, Ukraine war, and we ripple through a lot of our stuff. Iran, you guys know me, man. Iran has always been the threat. Iraq, stupid. Afghanistan, stupid. We were after Al-Qaeda, Mr. President Bush, not the Taliban, dude. And Iraq, on a lie. And folks, Saddam Hussein sat on the religious nuts in his country. Do you know this? Hell, in the Iran-Iraq war, do you know how long that war lasted? Who'd we support? Iraq. We were buddies with Saddam. There's a famous picture of Donald Rumsfeld shaking Saddam's hand. And now, then he went to war with him later. The devil you don't know, right? So, folks, Saddam, hell, I think there was they had churches or Christians in Iraq. I mean, he sat on religious zealots. Now, it's a complete fucking shit show in Iraq. Nice job, Bush. So both of those, ladies and gentlemen, were wrong. But now we have injected into our veins no more forever wars. Well, duh. Nobody wants a forever war. 5 years, Eastern Europe. Here's what I'm rambling to, folks. I hate this. I hate the death. I hate the destruction. I sit in ceremony with guys and gals with traumatic brain injuries and trauma and just horror of war. General MacArthur, 1962 speech at West Point. Soldiers above all, pray for peace. Why? We got to deal with the horrors of it, not the people who send us. So I hate this. However, comma, people, and again, the same people giving Trump shit about, oh, Iran today, were the same people who gave George Bush shit after 9/11, right? You should have connected the dots. Let me get this straight. I think on page 190 of one presidential daily briefing the guy gets every day, it said, hey, this they might use airliners as maybe in an attack as a weapon or something. You didn't see that? And you didn't protect, you didn't defend us from 9/11? Right? Do you remember this? That's the wording. He didn't connect the dots. How about these things? They're not dots. They're fucking planets. Death to America. 47 years ago, they storm our embassy and take Americans hostage. They have killed the radical Islamic regime, thousands of Americans in the past 47 years. From Khobar Towers to over 600 in Iraq. Folks, I'm not even going to ripple through all the Americans killed by the radical Islamic regime. And on top of all that, they scream death to America. They say our number one mission objective is to, of course, get rid of Israel, but you too. They want, or they have, the most powerful weapon ever created to kill as many of us as humanly possible. Are you fucking stupid? This has always been it. It's always been Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. Stupid. But enough. Why am I getting worked up here? Either finish it like for real or leave. You're not half pregnant in war. You either are or you aren't. And the president has been pussyfooting around up until this. Do you remember Operation Desert Storm, right? You know, shock and awe. What do you do first? You take out dual-use infrastructure, power plants, roads, highways, blah, blah, blah. They're blind. They can't see. They can't eat. The lights don't work. He hasn't done any of that. Why? Maybe to his credit, he doesn't want that because we're not fighting the Iranian people. We're fighting a regime. I get it. But folks, whether it was Japan or Germany, man, we, you know. So the longer drawn out this is going to be will result in more headlines and more people, more veterans, more heroes coming to No Fallen Heroes to be healed because they're going to be hurt. War, God forbid if it has to happen, as the ultimate failure of the human condition, should be as horrific and violent as humanly possible so it ends quickly. Just like Ukraine, five-year meat grinder, young Russians, young Ukrainians, hair, teeth, and eyeballs. Nobody gives a shit. Let's just keep grinding through souls. I hate it. But what do I hate more? This, Mr. President, half pregnant. Either do it or don't. Leave. Hey, Middle East, you know, Saudi Arabia joined. The Royal Saudi Air Force joined us in some strikes into Iraq because some Iranian proxies and stuff in there are attacking Saudi Arabia. And they went out of their way today, Mohammed bin Salman, murderer. These purely defensive, and we don't want any escalation. And shut the fuck up, man. And then Trump, Saudi Arabia should be able to get a nuke program. What are you doing? What are you doing? But here's where I'm at. Leave. Saudi Arabia, Oman, everybody, good luck. We are a net exporter of oil. Hey, Europe, who've sat on their hands, even though we've helped you out with Ukraine for 5 years, we're done. You go get your oil. We're out. We're done. We've had it. The good thing of all of this is that money, oil, everything has to find a way. So there are alternate pipelines and people are figuring out, like, let's just assume this thing's closed forever. The Strait of Hormuz. What are we going to do? So Iran might be, you know, biting off their nose to spite their face. But here's what I'm getting at. Either finish it, Mr. President, or leave. This half pregnant is getting people killed. It's more caskets at Dover. It's more trauma for my son in the embalming room and trying to put a uniform. He's like, Dad, they had me put the flight suits on the B-52 guys because I know how the flight suits are supposed to be worn. I'm like, Jesus Christ almighty. I'm just so sad with war. As opposed to the Pope, I do believe that just the exception to this rule is a just war of radical Islam. I am all for religious freedom, but the second your religion goes out of its box and comes into mine and says, well, of course I can kill you because you don't believe in our, what we call Allah. You don't believe in Allah? You don't believe in our God and everything we believe? Well, of course I can kill you. Man, if your God, if you think your God thinks you should, you're allowed to kill other people, start with you first, man. That ain't the God I experienced. So I'm getting a little worked up here, folks, because I get very emotional because I hate war. I hate death. Nobody I served with was some gung-ho, let's go kill people and blow things up. Again, the General MacArthur quote. Nobody's ever like that I know of. So we don't want this. However, when this happens, you got to go full fucking throttle, Mr. President, or don't. This isn't Girl Scout cookies, Mr. President. That's not the business we're in with this. Your negotiation skills as a Manhattan real estate developer might have served you. These aren't real estate developers. They're radical Islamic terrorists. These are kamikazes, folks. Do you not know World War II history? Those people were fanatics in Japan because the emperor was a god. He's God. It's our God. We will fight to the end. When you're in, and the same thing with these radical Islamic fighters, they think, yay, death. I'm 72 virgins or whatever it is type of stuff. They're nuts. They don't respect human life. When you're that's kind of, it's our good as America and a country. We respect human life. We try and avoid civilian casualties and everything like that to the max extent possible. They don't. My God, I can't stand the media, man, but I can't stand them even more when they're not reporting like, hey, they hit another ship. They're killing civilians. I'm a Filipino sailor on an Indian flag vessel and boom, I just got killed. The Iranians are targeting civilian, not only mariners, but also obviously in Jordan and Oman, all these other Middle East countries, even though there's U.S. assets in there, they're trying to kill people. Your enemy gets a vote, Mr. President. They don't care what you think and you've had enough or maybe this or MOU. And the problem, Mr. President, is you're talking, they want a deal so badly, they're dying to make a deal. I'm sure the dudes you're talking to do. They're not controlling the rockets and the medium range ballistic missiles or what's left of the Navy. You're not talking to the right people. This isn't hard, Mr. President. I have a hell of a lot more foreign experience than you do. I've spent a lot of time in that region in just about all of those countries, obviously not Iran. Almost shot down an Iranian helicopter flying at the Lincoln. Go read my book. So, folks, I'm exasperated because I'm sick. It's Groundhog Day. It's war with Iran again. Punxsutawney Phil here, Mr. President. Finish the fucking job. Or bring our troops home. This isn't hard. God almighty, man. And again, I hate talking like this. See, I get worked up like this. I need to go take my microdose and do my afternoon meditation because this makes me sad. But the sadness also comes from having to deal with the after. I'm having to deal and pick up the pieces of war. Let me be clear. Love the Iranian people, the Persian. I'd want to go there. The history, maybe the Garden of Eden. When I used to fly over Iraq and the Castle of Ur. There was so much history. I think ISIS kind of blew up all the stuff because they're assholes. But the history in Iran and that whole region, if we could, little Rodney King here, give peace a chance, man, it would be great. I was young teenager, but I remember, you can see it now, but go look at pictures of Iran pre-mullahs and pre-radical Islam. What, no women in burqas, man? BMOs, black moving objects, we call them. What a sad thing for alternative lifestyles in Iran, or women. Just it's a despotic regime that kills its own people and wants to kill us. But there are people in this country who have a problem with confronting it. Let's go back to 9/11 real quick. Let's say in an alternate past, they had access to small nuclear weapons, medium nuclear weapon, a nuclear weapon. Do you think they would have done the airliner thing? Or do you think they would have put them in 20 U-Hauls? There were 20 hijackers. 20 hijackers. Not even hijackers now at this point. 20, what do you call them? Nuts? I call them fucking nuts. 20 dudes in U-Hauls with a smaller medium nuke in the back would have made 9/11 look quaint. 20 of the largest cities in America, gone. Tens of millions of Americans vaporized. New York City, Chicago, Miami, Dallas, LA, Seattle, San Fran, gone. Do you not understand that is what's coming? How do you know? Because that's what I would do if I was a fucking radical Islamic nut. Do you understand this? Think like your enemy. Jeez, why do they want nukes so badly? Now, of course, you know as well as I do, if this were a president, I can't even say these words, Harris or Newsom, and they were doing this, it would be their bold, decisive leadership. And of course, Republicans would probably be like, oh, this is awful. I don't care about the politics or the hyperpartisanship. I care about what's right. And what's right is standing up to a belief system that says, we're going to kill you because first of all, you're you, and tied with first, you don't believe in our God. Do you not understand this is a fight to the death? There were Japanese soldiers fighting years on Pacific Islands after their formal surrender. Why? There's no way the emperor surrendered. We're zealots. We will fight to the end. When you're fighting an enemy that will fight to the end, hasten the end. Bring it about a hell of a lot quicker, Mr. President. Stop pussyfooting around. You're getting Americans killed. I can't stand it. And this is part, if the strategy was, hey, we're going to decapitate the first and second echelons of leadership in Iran, and then, you know, the people will take over. It failed. When you got rid of the first and second echelons of who's running the country, now it's a shit show. Now the negotiators are like, yeah, please don't kill us. Are not the people with the weapons are actually saying, yeah, we're going to fight to the end. So what do? Kill that level? Do you kill until you find people who are like, you know what? We love our kids as much as you love your kids. We're going to give peace a chance. I don't know the answer. Sadly, that might be the answer, and that's a horror. But it's either that or welcome to Armageddon in the United States. I just can't make this more clear. if you're not following this, you're not doing any critical thinking and you have Trump derangement system. If you haven't noticed, I've criticized the president. It's so funny, MAGA, whatever. I'm like, I'm a libertarian, man. I never thought I'd say, look at John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. I'm not a hyperpartisan. I'll criticize left, right, middle if it's wrong, and I'll praise if it's right. So if you have TDS so bad that you can't see the reality of radical Islam wanting to kill you, how about this gaze for Palestine type of stuff? Did you not see that Iran a couple days ago hung two homosexual guys or something like that publicly? There are people in this country who defend this regime type of stuff. Are you people nuts? It's like chickens for KFC. What the fuck are you doing? Anything against Trump? It really is a mental issue, folks. If you hate Trump, you need healing. Let me remind you, God loves the person you hate the most on this planet as much as he loves you. And if you don't get that, I'll gladly help you out, man. Come sit in ceremony. I'm not joking when I say if I could get Trump, the mullah, or whoever's controlling Iran, all of them, Trump, all of them, Putin and Zelensky, and we did an Ibogaine retreat, the war would be over. Don't laugh. I'm not joking when I say this. If we got all of those people and they healed together, there would be peace on earth. It's not funny. It's a fact. I know this to my core. Man, I pray that happens. I hope that happens. That's why I do this work. I want my son to be bored for the next couple months before his tour is over. And let me talk about something equally as sad. You know what he's also seeing in addition to these combat losses and the crash at Edwards? Suicides. Active duty suicides. And you want to talk about something even more sad? Guess when they come in? Night. No media, no prying eyes, usually no Air Force chief of state. Definitely not going to see Raisin. You're not going to see the chief of staff. It's heartbreaking how we are receiving to Dover Air Force Base suicide. But Matthew is also seeing that. I talk about the 22 to 44, you pick the number, veteran suicides daily. And I don't do it on purpose because I'm in my lane over here, but I rarely talk about what's going on active duty in the guard, in the reserve. You take all three of those, guard, reserve, and active duty suicides, folks, are happening. And they are not talked about. I get it. No, I don't get it. How dare I say that? I was going to say, I get it. You know, they're worried about, I get what we're not going to show that on Fox, and we need recruiting numbers. When's Top Gun 3 coming out? I get them, but I don't fucking get it. How about we show this? How about we have a general, an admiral in charge of the mental health care of our military. I get it. They are doing active duty studies on MDMA. Great. And stuff like that. So we're getting there, but one suicide is a hand grenade. It is generational trauma that I do my best to try and help, but man, what a hand grenade. So Matthew's also seeing that. I forgot to mention that before the KC-135 midair or the Edwards crash or these recent deaths, he was, I'm like, what do you mean? They called a mission. He's like, well, Dad, I have a mission late tonight. Kid from Japan or whatever, you know, committed suicide. I'm like, oh my God, you imagine being the parents? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, where's the president, or where, you know, sad. I pray, man. I please, Father, give us some guidance. Well, let's end on a high note. You know, what did he give us? He gave us free will. He gave us the ability to love and to hate. He gave us the ability for peace and for war. It's a choice. All of these things are choices. That's the ultimate gift that he gave us. He could have made robots, right? Human flesh robots that bow 24/7 to him. That's forced. That ain't love. You have a choice. And it's so much easier, man. And I'll put my hippie hat on and my mala beads. It's so much easier to love. Before I healed, man, it was so much easier to hate, or to be in a bad mood or angry or yell at people or just be a dick and just be miserable. Do you know how easier it is to not be that? To love and to man, that you did to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did unto me, because you are God. I am God. I didn't say the. Don't drive off the road and burn me as a heretic. Listen to the wording. I ain't God. I am one with God, and so are you. We are one team, one fight. He said, let there be light, and in the fraction, in a trillionth of a blink of an eye, this stuff appeared. The iron in your blood, it didn't come from the earth. You are stardust. Look this up. Where does the iron in your blood come from, man? We are star children, and we were all birthed from the same source. Once we realize that, war makes zero sense. I promise you. But if you're not going to believe that, and you're going to believe that your God thinks that I deserve to have my head cut off for my beliefs, we're going to have a fucking problem. And we're going to have a big problem, because that's not the God that I believe in. I respect you until you come in to me and come after me. And this is the fight, folks. I pray for peace. I pray both sides recognize that war is never the answer, and we got to give peace a chance. But so, folks, do me a favor. Send a little love my son's way. I want him home. I don't want him picking up pieces of bodies. I don't want him working with morticians or dressing bodies. I don't want him carrying caskets or putting flags on them. But I trust you, Father. Thank you for putting Matthew where he is supposed to be. I trust your plan. I even when it's not always easy, I trust. Everything always works out exactly how it's supposed to. And every experience in my life, in my 57 years on this planet, it works out better than I could have ever hoped or prayed for. So I thank you for that. Folks, do me a favor. Head to nofallenheroes.com. We need some shekels. Please throw some shekels over the fence. This is not ceremonies and retreat centers and paying, you know, giving partial grants or helping people. It takes money. I pray the VA wakes up soon and starts giving veterans vouchers. Let me remind you, and I'll end on this higher note. I don't want to be doing this. The mission of the No Fallen Heroes Foundation, obviously, to end veteran suicide, but my mission next to that one is to go away. We shouldn't be doing this. There shouldn't be veteran nonprofits. Would you go look at the sign? Biden took it down. Trump put it back up in front of the VA. The mission to care for the widow and the families. And folks that have borne the battle, that's the VA's job, not to be some over fucking steroided VA or DMV. It's a shit show. But until they clean up their act, until the VA gets into the psychedelic space and starts healing our heroes, I guess we'll keep doing the work. Real quick, though, you know, because I posted a couple months ago a post on Instagram about Ibogaine and the pricing and stuff like that, and I pissed off the right people. But one of the guys, he's like, Wiz, runs a clinic in Mexico, an Ibogaine clinic. He said, Wiz, we've done the modeling. We've done the computer. We've done all the research. Ibogaine in the United States will be a hip replacement. 40 to 50 grand and 4 days. Oh, my God. And let me remind you, when I was at Harvard Law School last fall, let me remind you, I sat next to an FDA lady and she's like, Wiz, Ibogaine will never be approved by the FDA. I'm like, she obviously could tell by my reaction. I was a little sad. She's like, I'd say never, but she said decades because of the arrhythmia. I'm like, wow, wow. So a hip replacement, 40 to 50 grand in 4 days in a dedicated Ibogaine type of place, or never with the FDA. So I'm hoping No Fallen Heroes isn't around too much longer, but it doesn't sound like we're going anywhere anytime soon. So that's my pitch to you is please support our mission. Whatever you spend on Starbucks a month, man, $100, $50, all of it supports our mission. Or help us raise awareness, man. Re-share this video on YouTube or repost. Make sure you're following No Fallen Heroes on Instagram and LinkedIn and all of our social medias. We need all the help we can get. I mean, the awareness is great. I'll be honest with you. It is great, but it's also not great because the more you know, folks are aware of our mission, the more our inbox explodes, which is great, but there's no money following that. So, you know, I was invited to give we're doing this speech at Fort Lauderdale for a mind, body, soul day. We'd love for you to come for a half an hour and talk about your foundation and stuff. And they're charging, right? It's like one of those Tony Robbins type of things. And we're sponsors and this and that. And I'm like, hey, man, my time's worth something. I charge 30 to 50 grand for a 60-minute corporate keynote. No, you can come and promote the foundation and your message. I'm like, hey, man, I guarantee if I get up there and do that, I'm going to have more applications and there won't be a single dollar donated to my foundation. So thanks for the offer, but you guys need to, at least if you're charging for, you need to throw some shekels at the foundation. So I'm starting to tighten up what I do because I've been giving and giving and giving for the past 5 years and really haven't seen that much in return yet. Right? My morning jacket, the more you give, the more you get, tell it to the world. So if you can, do me a favor and please support our mission. All right, folks. So again, do me a favor. Please pray for our Matthew. Please pray for Susie. She's been in a tough place, squeezing every moment with Keely and Jack too before they head to school and we formally turn into empty nesters. And me too, man. I need a little because it's starting to hit me. And also, please pray for peace. Please pray. If it was President Biden or whoever fill in the blank, I'd be praying for that man or woman too. But please pray for our leaders and the leaders of Iran and any other country, Russia, Ukraine, please pray for these individuals that they do reconnect with God somehow and give peace a chance. It's worth it. All right, folks, have a great rest of your day. Fights on, namaste, and basi, basi. Wiz out.
Thank you. Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.